the laws of Isuri Mizbeach, things which are prohibited to be brought up as a sacrifice on the altar, and it contains 15 halachas. The halachas in today's parak deal with the blemishes that are found in a bird. If there's a doubt whether the animal is male or female, animals that were crossbred between another, if an animal resembled a different species, if idolatry was served with the animal, or if it was used for sodomy, an animal which is brought by a mechir zeina, a harlot's hire, or the price of a dog, which is a pasuk in Devarim, what does it mean deficient in time if the offspring of such animals, if a prohibited object was transformed, or offerings which are brought by goyim? The Rambam begins as follows: Halacha Aleph. Ein amumim pesim ba'ev. Blemishes do not render, make a bird unfit, as we had in the previous halachas by a behemah, because regarding a behemah, you have the idea of tamas v'zachus b'behemah. You have it has to be complete, and the idea of being a male. However, the Gemara says in Kedushin, there's no such a thing as tamas v'zachus regarding a eif, a bird. Just like a mum does not make a bird unfit for a korban, so also it's no difference whether it was a male or a female, which we just brought down from the Gemara. Shalei namer tamim zachar el b'avehema bovad, because the words of the Torah in Vayikra 1:3, where it says a male without a blemish is only regarding an animal. V'medva mamurim. When does this halacha apply that there's no psul of mumim or zachis by a bird? Mumim tanim. It's regarding small blemishes. Aval eiv sheyavish gapi, a nismis ene nikteragla. However, if it had a big blemish, for example, if the wings were dried up, and the whole way a bird moves is with the wings, or if its eye was missing, or if its foot was cut off, then asur l'gabi mizbeach, it is prohibited to be brought up on the altar. Because you are not allowed to bring up any animal which is defective, which is missing. Same halacha would apply if a bird got an organic disease which would make it forbidden to eat, which we explained before is considered a trefa. A trefa is something which has a disease which it eventually would die from, which makes it prohibited to eat. Hareza nifso a carbon. So such a bird is unfit to be brought up as a sacrifice. Halacha beis. Terim tanim psulim ubnei yena gdelim psulim. You have, regarding a turtle dove, if it was young, if it was small, then it's unfit as a carbon. And regarding a pigeon, that if they were grown, if they were older already, then they become unfit. Shenama mina terim e mina bnei yena. Because by terim, it's regarding a turtle dove, it says from the turtle doves, which means not from the baby ones, not from the children. O mina bnei yena, and regarding a pigeon, it says from the young pigeons, which would mean not if they became grown up. Tchilas ha'atziyuv, bazer u'bazer pasul. Now the Rambam says that both a turtle dove and a pigeon, when the neck feathers begin to turn bright colors, then they're possible. Why? Because by a bnei yena pigeon, it shows that it's already becoming a gadol, and by a turtle dove, it's not yet reached the age of a gadol. It's not completely yellow, like he'll say at the end of the halacha. In the Gemara, it seems that it's a suffix. Is it that it's possible mitzad vaday? Or is it mitzad safik? And in the Gemara, the Shaila wasn't answered. The Rambam continues, "Vad masa yiyu b'nei yenik sherim." We say that a yenik could only be used as when it's small. Till what age is? Till what period is it considered kosher? Kolzman sha'ika konaf umismalam mekem ikari dam. Anytime if you would pluck out a feather and that place would where the sack where you pulled it out from would fill up with blood. And a turtle dove becomes kosher as soon as the feathers turn completely yellow. Then it's the sign that it's a gadol. Hatumtum v'andregnes. Regarding a tumtum and andregnes, if you don't know if it's a male or a female, or if it's covered up, or if it has both simanim, af al pi she'ein lecha mum gadol mihem, although there's no bigger blemish than this, hareihem psulim lemizbeach miderech acheres. So nevertheless, the Rambam says, the reason why the apostle for the mizbeach is mitzad a different reason completely. The fi she'ein tzapik zachar tzapik nekeva, hareihem kiminacher. Because being it's a doubt whether it's a zachor or nekeva, and although the Mefreshim ask shailas, because in other places it seems that by androgynous the Rambam paskins that it's a birya b'fnei atzma, but over here he says that it's a suffix whether it's a zachor or nekeva. But b'kabbanis nemen, regarding a sacrifice, it says zachor tamim unekeva tamima. You find different sukkim where it says that it should be a male without blemish in Vayikra 1:3. Or a female without blemish in Vayikra 4:32, so that comes to tell you that the animal has to be either a zachor or a nekeva. Therefore, the Rambam says, "Afa eifshu tumtum ra'yandregnis." Also, regarding a bird, if it was a tumtum ra'yandregnis, although all mumim we said are kosher for the mizbeach in general in the first halacha, but such a thing is possible in mizbeach. The same halacha would apply that an animal which was a crossbreed, or if it was yetzer dafen, that it was born from the side, it was not a natural childbirth, or if it was deficient in time, that means, which the Rambam explains later on in halacha ches to mean that a behemoth you bring up from the 8th day, so until the 8th day, the first 7 days is considered mechusas man. So we say such things are psulim, they are unfit for the carbon, afa pi shein ban mum, although they do not have an actual blemish in them. Shenema, for the Torah says in Vayikra, shor a kesev a'ez, that in Vayikra 22:27 it says a shor, a ox, or a sheep, or a goat, which indicates achi kol min vamin bifnei atzme, lei sheyihei mu'urav mikavis rezev, from the Torah, it seems that either it has to be an ox or a sheep or a goat, but should not be a mixed breed. So that's what he said, that if you have a kliyim, that would make it puzzle. Then the Rambam continues, ki valid, when it will give birth, partly yetzidafin, which excludes if it was born by Sicilian section. Vahaya shivas yamin, it says it should be 7 days under the mother and the 8th day shall be brought up, pratlum chusizman, excludes the animal within the first 7 days. Tachasime under its mother, pratli yasim. That would exclude a orphan, shenelet achashenishkata ima, that was born after its mother was slaughtered, so then that behemoth would be unfit for the mizbeach. And the Rambam, at the beginning of the halacha, he only mentioned the first three, klayim yetzadefen and mechusizman. He didn't mention regarding a yasim. The Kesef Mishnah explains exactly why the Rambam did not bring down the case of a yasim. Halacha hey, hanidma apa pisha ain't a klayim hareyu pasulam mizbeach. If an animal resembled a different species, although it was not a crossbreed, it is unfit to be brought up on the altar. Kate said how rachel sheyolda kamin eiz, the eiz sheyolda kamin kevis. If you have a rachel which is a sheep, gave birth an offspring which looked like a goat, or if you had a goat which looked like a lamb. Different type of, although they're similar animals, and although the offspring has some of the signs of the mother, being it looks like a different species, it is considered unfit, like as if it had a permanent blemish, because there's no greater permanent blemish than an abnormal thing, than something that changed that's not like the mother. Same halacha would apply to an animal that had committed or was used for sodomy to relations with a man, or an animal that was dedicated to be used for, set aside to be used for Aveda Zara, or that was worshipped, although the animal is permitted to be eaten, such an animal is unfit to be brought up on the altar, for the Torah says, in Vayikra 22:25, it says because they were corrupted, Kol sheyesh be'ashchas apostle, anything which has corruption, whether it did the aveira or the aveira was done with it, it is invalid. U'ba'aveiru emer, and regarding an animal which was used for sodomy, the Torah says ki hishchus kol basar. In Bereishis 6:12, the Torah says, for all flesh has become corrupted. And regarding idol worshipping, it says kishichas amcha, that your nation has become corrupted. So you have mashchasim and the shiches, hishches, a similar word. The same halacha would apply an animal or a bird that killed a person. They have the same halacha like an animal which committed sodomy or sodomy was done with it, which makes it unfit for the mizbeach. It's interesting, over here the Rambam uses a whole limud from a pasuk ki mashchasim bahem, and then ki hishchus kol basar, ki shichas amcha. In Vayikra, Aleph Beis, Rashi brings down, which the Yesod is really the drashas of Rabbi Shmuel, where it says, Daber al bnei Yisrael v'amarta lehem, Adam ki Yaakov mikem korban Hashem min habehema min habakor min hatzein takrivas korbanchem. So Rashi says, min behema v'lei kula lahetzir sareva v'saneva min habakor lahetzir sanevad min hatzein lahetzir samukza. And the Rambam brings down a different drasha. It seems that the drasha the Rambam brings down is a drasha that everyone agrees with, whereas the other one is only a drasha of Rabbi Shmuel, and there's a machlekes. Regarding the case of Reva and Nirva, by Bishalaki, the first case of Reva is, for example, a behema which had relations with a woman. The case of Nirva is a behema, a man which had relations with a behema. And that which the Rambam says, that a behem and eif, which killed a person, are like a reveya, that's referring to an animal, because regarding an eif, it's impossible to have the idea of a reveya. Nirva is shayach by an eif also. Halacha zayin. V'yirali, the Rambam says it would appear to him, that although all these animals which are unfit are not cannot be brought up on the Mizbeach for carbon. If a person transgressed Allah and brought them up, he will not receive Malkus according to the Torah, the scriptural law. Because you do not have a warning which is explicit in the Torah. However, the case of Harlatayah, or the price of a dog, which are psukim, which I referred to in Vayikra 23:19, are forbidden to be brought up on the Mizbeach. And if a person would either bring up one of them or both of them together, so then he would receive one count of flogging of Malkus. So Nema, for the Torah says, Le'savi esnan zeinu mechir kelev. It puts the two things together. You shall not bring up the high of a harlot or the price of a dog. In Devarim 23:19, Ne'ma leka achas al shneim. So the Rambam asks, why do you get only one Malkus for both of them? Because they are put together, the transgression, in one law in the Torah. Later on in Perek Dalet, in tomorrow's Shir, the Rambam will explain exactly what is a Mechir, Esnan Zeina Mechir Kelev, the difference between them. Halacha Ches, Nitzis Asei Lahakiv Kola Kabonis Miyem Hashmini. We brought this down in the previous halachas where it spoke about Mechus Zman. There is a positive commandment to bring up all offerings from the eighth day. It should be 7 days under the mother, and from the eighth day on, then it is fit to be brought up for a korban. The first 7 days of childbirth, it is considered deficient in time. And although we had mentioned that mechus zman makes it unfit for a korban, if you were transgress and bring it up as a korban, you would not receive malchus. On the previous cases, the Rambam said yearly, it seems to him that although you should not bring it up, if you brought it up, you would not get malchus from the Torah. Here he says it without the lashon of yearly. If you would transgress and bring it up, you would not get malchus. Because the whole lav, the whole Issa over here is a lav which is built on an assay, because it does not say anything negative. It just says 7 days it should be under its mother. From that you infer that the first 7 days you should not bring it up. And however, if it was offered, we say it was not accepted and it would have to be brought again. And that you deduce from that which it says, from the eighth day on it will be accepted by Hashem. It seems that the first 7 days it's not accepted. Halacha test. Teirim, if you have a turtle dove, shalayagi yizmanim, that did not yet reach their age, and we said by them, because if they're cotton, you cannot bring them up. A pigeon you brought up as a young one. However, these, it had to be when the hairs became yellow already. So it says, Shehenke Mechusas Mambe Behema, they have the same category as an animal which is deficient in time, Ubnei Yenisha Avizmanim. Or if you had pigeons that became too old already, Hakol Kebal Mum, they all have the halacha like a blemish, Bamakivin Ein Aleka, and the one who brought them up will not receive Malkus. Afapisha Korban Pasav Leinirta, although the offering was invalid and was not accepted. The reason being a similar idea, because the Torah says in Vayikra 1:14, V'hikiv min ha-teyum eimin ha-bnei yena, it's a lav which is ba mechlal ha-sei. Halacha 10, ha-magdish tumtum van-degnes u-trefu klein v'yetzadeh from the mizbeach. If a person would consecrate, he would give over to ha-hegdish, a-tumtum van-degnes, trefu, all these cases which we said that you should not bring up, or if it was a crossbreed, or Behemoth, which was born from Caesarean section, Hareza Kamagdish Eitzim Vavanim, it's as if he had given over consecrated wood and stones. Lefisha Ein Kedusha Chol Al Gufan, because there is no holiness which goes onto their body of these animals. Varein Chum Lechol Davar, they are considered in all respects like profane. V'yavi B'demeim Kol Korban Sheyitzav Ve'Einam Kebal Mum. And you can bring up with them any offering you want, and they were not considered like a blemished animal which had to be redeemed later on. Shabamum yesh b'mine korban, because regarding an animal which has a blemish, you could bring a korban out of the same species. However, from these things, you cannot bring a korban from the same species, because the other tumtum andregnus has the same problem. However, in the latter case, if a person would consecrate an animal which that had committed sodomy, or sodomy was done with it, or if it was set aside for Avodah Zarah, or served for Avodah Zarah, or Esnan, or Mechir, all these cases, it's as if you had consecrated an animal which has a blemish which is temporary. The Yiru Achayipo Ba'amum and then the halacha on that is that you have to leave them to pasture until they will receive a permanent blemish, and then they'll be redeemed. Same halacha the Rambam says, if a person consecrated an animal which was deficient in time, it's as if he had consecrated an animal with a temporary blemish and he does not incur flogging, as we just previously explained. Just in one respect, it's not compared to Balmum Eva, because in her Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, the Rambam had spoken about being if you magdish a behemoth with a Balmum, you get Malkus, and over here you don't get Malkus. Halacha 11, Nimtzer comes out, Kol Asurim L'Mizbeach Hareim Arbasa, all animals which are unfit to be brought up on the Mizbeach at 14, Be'elohim, these are the 14 Balmum, if it had a blemish, Sha'enim in a mufka, if it was not of the choicest, the mechusa even mi bifnim, if it was missing a inner organ, utreifa, or if it was a treifa, klayim, a crossbreed, yetzadefin, Sicilian section, reva, veniva, if it had committed sodomy, or if sodomy was done with it, v'sheimis adam, that had killed a person, v'anevet, that was served for Avodah Zarah, hamukta, that was dedicated for Avodah Zarah, esna, namachir, Mechusas man, or esna a harlot tire, or a dog's purse, or something which was deficient in time. Kol asurim legabim mizbeach asurim b'chol shem afilu nisarav echad beribo. Any animal which is prohibited to be brought up on the mizbeach It makes, even if it will mix up with 1,000, with 10,000 other animals, it will never become bottle. And it will make them all forbidden. Nisr akol v'nisulim mizbech. They all become invalid to be brought up on the mizbech. The kulan v'la the same mutan mizbech. However, all of them, their offsprings are permitted to be brought up on the altar. Chutz mivrad nevas. Navedis umukta v'shehem esadim shavlad nasun mizbech kemesim. Except four cases. An offspring of one that had suffered sodomy, or one that was worshipped, or one that was dedicated to for Avodah Zarah, or one that had killed a person. In all these four cases, the offspring were prohibited to be brought up on the Mizbeach, just as the mother. The Gemara says in Tmur, the reason why these four are also, because by Avad Nevas, if the animal was, sodomy was done with it, so just like the mother was sodomized, so also the Vlad was sodomized. In the next halacha, the Rambam says that all these cases, these four things are speaking when the mother was pregnant, the shas mais of the four cases. Or the Gemara also says when if it killed a person, so just like the mother killed, so the vlad also killed. The question is, the Gemara asked by Avodah Zarah or Muktza for Avodah Zarah, why is the vlad also? And the Gemara answers, the nichalei benifchei. That when the behemoth is muberis, when it's pregnant, it looks much more fatter and blown up. And it's more chashev for Avodah Zarah, and therefore people will come to serve it more. That's how Rabbeinu Gershom explains it. And that's, two different shittas in the Gemara. However, the Rambam passes that way, and therefore he says all four are asa. The Medba Mamam, now he continues in Halacha 13 and says, when are all these four cases asa? Kishenev de ba'avera, when the avera was done with the behemoth. Eisher misa kishayis muberes, or it killed a person when it was pregnant. Shereivlad matziima be'eisher nifsala b'haya ke'eva me'evera, because the child was with the mother at the time when the sin was done, and it became unfit like one of its limbs. Avlim nisab achashen nevde barveira ayachashen misa. However, if the mother became pregnant after she was sodomized, or after she had killed somebody, then the offspring is kosher to be brought up on the Mizbech. Now the Rambam says a case that even if it was sodomized after you had already consecrated for the Mizbech and then later conceived, and the Rambam says, and surely if it was sodomized when it was still chulin, it wasn't consecrated at all, and then you consecrated for the Mizbeach when it's and it became pregnant, surely in that case the offspring is permitted. Then he just finishes by saying this halacha, in the same way the chicken of a trefa egg was permitted to be brought up on the Mizbeach. If a person would bow down before standing grain, so then we say that the wheat later on, which would be cut and ground, is permitted to be used for a meal offering. Because they became changed, and it's the same case of the offspring of Isuri Mizbeach, which besides the four cases that the Rambam had enumerated are all permitted. The same halacha would apply with an animal which was fed Kashini, the beans, the vetch, which was set aside for Avodah Zarah. So then that animal is mutal mizbeach sherei nishtanu, because the kashinim changed inside the animal. Last halach in this parak 15, leichin kala korbanis min agayim, you're allowed to buy all korbanis from goyim. Ben cheshin lam, you don't have to be afraid, leimishim reva v'nirva v'leimishim muktza v'nevet, that the animal was used for sodomy, or that it was used or set aside for Avodah Zarah. Achi vada b'vadi shezen nifso. Unless you know specifically that it became possible by one of these things. Hareyu amen. The Rambam brings a raya from a pasuk. But it says in Shmuel 1:15:15, Me'amalek yevim ha'shechomol ha'am al meitav ha'tzein v'abakul man zaveich la'shem alekech. And the whole pasuk with Shaul and Shmuel, that Shaul Taina, that he brought the behemoths from the Amalekim, who were Goyim, for the people speared the best of the sheep and the oxen to sacrifice them to the Lord our God. So he saw that they were taking behemoths from Goyim, and they were going to bring them up for Korbanos. So this, in the Mefarshim explained that really this is only the shittas of the Chacham. However, Rabbi Lezer explains the pasuk that the intention was to sell them and to buy with their money korbanos, but the actual animals itself cannot be bought off. However, the Rambam paskins that even the actual animals you can buy from a guy to bring up as a korban.